This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. In a close vote of 217 to 213, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a new health care insurance plan this afternoon. Republicans have for weeks struggled to gain enough votes to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, an amendment that added $8 billion over 5 years to help offset the cost of covering pre-existing conditions, help get just enough support among House Republicans to pass the bill. That amendment was offered by Michigan Member of Congress Fred Upton, and he joins us now. Why was this amendment necessary?
Well, a good number of things. First of all, the underlying bill does protect folks for pre-existing illnesses, and that's something that's very important. Both Obamacare and the Republican substitute did that, and most Republicans, I think you could say, support that underlying principle. But what happened is that there is a provision that's likely to be accepted that allows a governor to waive essential health benefits if that state has a high-risk insurance pool, none do, by the way, at the moment. And by doing so, it allows them to then waive the pre-existing illness provisions for, in essence, the first year of that person being in that high-risk pool. The president said this last weekend that he wanted to make sure that pre-existing illness protections were just as strong in this bill as they were in Obamacare. Those are his words. But obviously there was a pretty big loophole here that I saw and was not consistent with the stand that I have, nor I guess you could say that the president either. So a number of us reached out to the White House. The president said, come on down, tell me a little bit about it. And we added, in essence, $8 billion to cover this loophole if, in fact, it's exploited by a governor someplace. Now, I will quickly add that I talked to Governor Snyder the last, literally every week on this, obviously a pretty major impact on Michigan. He's not going to seek a waiver. John Kasich from Ohio, part of your listening audience for sure, he's not going to seek a waiver. But there are some governors that may do so. And the bottom line is we want to make sure that nobody is thrown out in the cold because they have a pre-existing illness.
Help me understand this. Because what happens to the cost of coverage for pre-existing conditions after this $8 billion is exhausted?
First of all, when the Obamacare bill was passed, Affordable Care Act, there was $4 billion for all 50 states for high-risk pools. We don't know how many governors may decide to seek a waiver from the essential health benefits in the future. It may be two, it may be four. It's certainly not going to be 50 states. I just told you two that are not going to do it. You may have a handful or so. But we believe that the $8 billion is sufficient to cover those that might be impacted by this. And if not, we'll go back to the well. I got a good number of Republicans. I got to presume most of the Democrats would join us to find the money to help with the high-risk pools to cover folks in this type of situation. But we basically used the Obamacare number that was in his bill and doubled it.
Presumably, this health care bill will still eventually leave 24 million people who have health insurance now with no health insurance coverage. That was according to the Congressional Budget Office before we have this new version of it. How do you feel about that many people losing health care insurance?
Well, a couple of things. There's millions of people without health care coverage now because they prefer to pay the fine. We have a good number, one in three counties across the country have only one provider. I heard this morning about a major insurance company that's pulling out of Iowa. Iowa's not going to have a single person. There's another state as well. Premiums are expected to go up perhaps as much as 40 to 50% this fall on average. Arizona, of course, was over 100% last year, going to be probably over 100% again this year. It's not working, so we're trying to fix it. And there are, again, way more than 10 million folks without insurance, even with Obamacare. I'd like to think that as this bill moves forward, we know that the Senate's going to have a different version. In my view, it's going to be one that we'll be able to conference with the House. I'm anxious to see a new Congressional Budget Office score. I'm sorry that we don't have it for today's vote. I publicly have called for one all along, but we'll see what that new number is. And particularly knowing that, you know, as it relates to those with pre-existing illnesses, that they're going to be covered.
I wanted to ask you about the CBO. It's, as you mentioned, hasn't had time to make an analysis of this. How do we know how it's going to affect people, how much it might eventually cost us without the analysis?
Well, eventually we'll get a number. I called for one back in March. It's a pretty big agency. I don't know why they haven't. I mean, no one's sitting on this. I mean, they just haven't been. It's very tough to calculate. It's a complicated bill, hundreds of pages long. We expect a number pretty soon, but things continue to change, and ultimately we will have a score, and we'll see how that fits.
You mentioned the Senate will make changes. Some members of Senate have derided this bill. What kind of changes do you think they'll make? What do you expect to see to come out of the Senate?
Well, I don't know what the changes will be. I know that their draft bill is likely to be considerably different. You know, one of the things that I worked on, per se, is Medicaid expansion. Michigan, of course, we're one of 31 states that expanded Medicaid. We have a transition period of a number of years protecting those, grandfathering those folks that are impacted by it when, in fact, it does expire. I expect the Senate to have further changes to that, probably more generous. This is a long way from getting done, and it's a little bit, can't really predict what the Senate's going to do. You just can't do it. You just can't predict it, but it's going to be a long process, and ultimately we will get a CBO score, as we should.
Right. Seems like a lot of unanswered questions. How concerned are you about that?
Well, it's early in the process. The bill is, not close to getting to the president's desk. A lot of debate, a lot of amendments, a lot of discussions, a lot of input from constituents across the country, and we're just at first base. We got to get to second, third, and into home plate.
Fred Upton represents Michigan's 6th Congressional District. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Always. Thank you.